Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic, where I explore the concept of endings and success and how they interplay with each other. Whether it's in your career or in your relationships, all good and bad things must come to an end. And the question really is there ever a time when an ending is considered successful? Now, sometimes the end of a job or a relationship brings us joy, and other times it brings us pain. But one thing I want to explore is, when does an ending or a conclusion to something, whether it's a job or a relationship, a business, etc., whatever effort we're trying to make, when is that conclusion a good thing versus a bad thing? And is there ever such a thing as a good or a bad thing? You know, that's a totally another concept or conversation to have at a later point. But today, let's talk about conclusions and success, right? And so I'll be honest, even before we dive into that topic, this has been a difficult one for me to record. Usually I'm on, I record it 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever, and I'm done. And I don't normally re-record. But as I am exploring this concept of endings, conclusions, and how and when it is considered successful, it's actually interesting because for me, it's very conceptual. So bear with me as we kind of just go down this potential rabbit hole of endings and conclusions and failures and success. And really, at the end of the day, my objective is not to tell you when something is considered successful, but to ask you when something is successful, to bring maybe different thoughts that you hadn't thought about, to re-explore or redefine what your definition of success is, to look at an ending from a different perspective with a different mindset, because that's what I've had to do recently. And actually, it was a very empowering process. And so this is why I wanted to come in and share this with you. So bear with me is basically what I'm saying. Be patient with me. And I'd love to hear your questions as we go through this thought process of exploring the intersectionality of failure and success, endings and conclusions and success. So let's first define what a failure is, right? Let's just start with the basics and let's look at what a failure is. A failure is basically when something you made an effort at doing didn't work out. So there's always a beginning and there's always an ending. As we had originally talked about, everything must come to an end. You know, life must come to an end, right? Even if you've had a job your entire life and you've been a lifer at your company, it has to come to an end at some point, whether it's retirement or death. It's going to come to an end. And so, but an ending can really elicit some interesting and powerful emotions, right? Because there are so many different endings where we can be very happy about, and there are so many different endings where we can be very upset about. And what really is the difference between the two? To me, it's really a perception issue. It's really how we think about things, how we judge ourselves on things, right? So let's take for an example, and sorry, I know I just skipped. So a failure is coming to an end and that ending didn't look like what you had hoped for it to look like. A success is like you came to an end and you reached your objective. An ending where you didn't reach your objective, most people would categorize as a failure. You know, we also have mindset gurus like myself. Just kidding, I'm not a guru, but mindset followers that say, you know, failures are only there if you don't learn something from it, which I truly do believe in. But so we have the failures where you initiated an action, an effort, which is your beginning. And then you made a decision somewhere along the way that that initiation of effort or that effort didn't achieve the objective you had set out to achieve. And I say that with a pause because, you know, it didn't achieve the objective that you had set out to achieve, but it could have achieved other objectives, which is where the lessons come in. But also, I think sometimes our perspective of what we want something to look at or look like can actually come in and distort the end result, right? And so there's so many different complexities to an ending or a conclusion of something, okay? But let's take the most basic one that we see all the time in our normal day-to-day lives, right? Like, let's leave the conceptual for just a minute and let's look at just a conclusion of a job. And, you know, for most of us, we've had multiple experiences with this, especially if you've changed jobs a couple of times in your career, or you're looking to continue to change jobs, you know, going forward in your career. And so if your career is anything like mine, I've been laid off because of the, you know, financial crisis. I've also decided to leave a company because I found a better opportunity. And both conclusions of my employment with two different companies were like polar opposites in terms of experience, right? So let's take the one where I was laid off in 2008 from an investment bank, and it was the conclusion of that job. Now, it was an unexpected, although quite honestly, nothing is ever truly unexpected, I think, if you think about it. But, you know, it was an unexpected decision. I think that, you know, I, from at least my side, I wasn't expecting it. And so when I received news of the decision that the company had made to terminate my employment with them, it hurt. It stung, right? And that ending was painful. But was it successful? That's the question. Right? So let's put a pin on that question for now. Now, the other experience of it is where I have chosen to leave a job, right? And in those situations where I made the choice to leave the job, it was actually a very exciting experience, because usually what that meant is that I found a better opportunity, which meant either, you know, greater visibility, higher salary, more responsibilities, or whatever it is. That's the new job had met the goals that I was setting for myself in my career. And then in those situations, I was very excited to communicate to the company that, you know, I'm leaving the company and I'm ending my employment with them. So then in that situation, is that conclusion of the job successful? And I think most people would say, yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is successful. But let's look at why. And then let's look at why I think most people would say that being laid off, right, or being fired from a job is not successful in terms of an ending. And so I think one, you know, common factor, or one obvious factor for why quitting a job is considered successful, is because we're moving on to a different opportunity. Made the decision to leave for a better opportunity. And so it was our decision. It's for a better opportunity. We had control, or I had control. And I was in control of that decision the entire time. Okay. Now, the other side of it, where I was laid off from my employer at, you know, in 2008. Now, I think most people would look at it because it was such a negative experience. Nobody likes to be told that, you know, you're no longer needed. It's probably most people would think that that would not be a successful ending. Because number one, I didn't have control in that situation. I wasn't prepared for what's to come. I didn't have something of a better job or a better opportunity at that time that I had thought anyway, waiting for me, right? I was almost caught, what is that expression, left-footed or whatever it is. I was caught pants down. I don't know. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. And so I think most people would consider themselves to be, quote unquote, a failure in that situation. And I don't know if it's themselves, or if that job was a failure, or if that effort was a failure, because they didn't get to where they wanted to go when they had first joined the company. Now, but then when we look at it though, was it really a failure? Was the conclusion of the job really unsuccessful or really a negative experience if we think about it? Because I will say, and I don't know if, and you know what? I'm not going to say that my experience is reflective or is the exact same as everybody else's experience. I can only share mine, right? So you may have had different experiences. You may have had similar experiences. So just looking at mine, in the job where I was laid off, I wasn't happy. I actually, and I have talked about this openly out in public many, many times, where this job was so stressful for me that I literally like gave myself insomnia. I was so stressed out. I couldn't sleep. Initially, it was Sunday nights, and then it moved to Monday nights, but then it eventually ended up being Monday to Thursday nights. I felt like a complete failure in that job because it never seemed to be able to do it well enough for my manager. And I lost myself in the process because what I ended up doing in that job was I ended up mimicking somebody else, you know, so that I can kind of fit under the radar or, you know, lay under the radar so that I wouldn't stand out, right? All of this to maintain a job that at the end of the day, I didn't get to keep anyway. And so the ending, the conclusion of that job was hurtful because I did make an effort. I really did try to do my best in there, but it just wasn't good enough at that point, right? I didn't get it. For whatever reason, I didn't get it. And when I really look back on it, I had already been planning my next steps anyway because I had recognized that I was so unhappy in that job. And so I recognized that it wasn't the job that I wanted to do. I had wanted to try something different. I had wanted to use my law degree and my law license for something other than sitting in an office, right? I certainly paid enough money for it. So I wanted to be a lawyer. And I wasn't doing that at that job. And I had already been talking to people about it. And so when I look back at it, the conclusion of that job was actually a blessing in disguise because what I ended up doing was I took my severance package and I used that to start my law practice. I learned entrepreneurship with that. I was basically, forced to do what I had wanted to do already, right? What I had wanted to try already while I was still holding on to that job. And so the only reason I would ever consider the conclusion of that job to be unsuccessful was because I didn't get to make the decision. I didn't get to tell them. I didn't get to control the narrative on that one. I didn't have the control, period, right? Whereas in the other jobs where I've resigned and have gone on to a better opportunity, I would consider those to be successful, the conclusions of those jobs to be successful because I was well prepared. I controlled the narrative. I made the decision. But when you look at both jobs or both situations, right, where the job came to a conclusion, they both ended up in the same place, which is a better opportunity. From a career perspective, it was a better opportunity for me. It was a better lifestyle choice for me because I left something that made me so unhappy and found something better. And so when we look at it from that perspective, the conclusion doesn't change regardless of who made the decision to end the job, right? To end my employment at that point. And I think that gets so often forgotten because, you know, as I was looking at conclusions and where my life is going, and I guess the way that I normally respond to things is that I will sit there, and no matter how miserable I am, I will sit there and look for better opportunities while I'm trying to manage my emotions and my happiness and my energy in this current one where I'm not happy. And sometimes it works and other times it doesn't. And the way I look at it is I used to think that when a situation happens, it happens to me. But when I look at the conclusions that have happened in my life, what I realize is that they've actually happened for me. Because when I really look at the job that made me so unhappy back in 2008, right, is it was a company that most people would be crazy to leave or never would have thought that anybody would want to leave voluntarily. And it was also something where I had just started my career and I felt like if I had just, you know, if I just hold on, if I just push through, if I can just make myself like the job and the people that I worked with, et cetera, that it would all work out at the end, right? And so, and while I was doing that, I can look for better opportunities. So basically, you know, you hear the cliche, right? So monkey swinging off the vines. A monkey won't let go of the prior vine until he has a hold of the next vine. And that's literally what I was doing. And that's literally what I do. I am not one of those people that will let go of a vine and just, you know, hope that the next vine will come along. I'm not adventurous that way, and I haven't been. Maybe I will be in the future, so I won't, you know, limit myself in that situation, but I haven't been. Usually, I like to plan. I like to have things planned. I'd like to know what my next step is before I let go and I take that next step. But sometimes it doesn't always work out that way, right? And then sometimes when it's time for that next step, the universe kind of pushes you a little bit to take that next step and to learn to fly. It's almost like the little bird, the birdling or whatever, the chick that, you know, the mom pushes off the nest from a very high tree, and the bird will have to learn to flap its wings. And sometimes the universe will do that to you because the universe knows that you won't jump off that nest or that tree on your own. Like the mom. The mom knows the little birdies aren't going to jump off that tree on their own, so they will push the birds so that they can fly and that they will learn that that's who they are, that they were born to fly. And you guys, that just came through, and that's such a powerful concept, right? Is that when we stop being afraid of taking that next leap, what happens when we do take that next leap is we start to recognize, and not even recognize, but we start to discover who we really are, which is we are beings that were always meant to soar. We were never meant to stay in mommy's nest, right? We were never meant to hold on to two vines at the same time, because quite frankly, when you think about it, when you're on the monkey bars, and or when you're swinging off the vines, if you have two hands on two vines at the same time and you're afraid to let go, you're really stuck. You're not going anywhere. And so when you do need to let go, you can either let go and make that decision on your own, or mommy bird, aka the universe, may come and push you through. They may come and give you a little extra nudge so that you can go and take that next step forward and find something else out about you that you had never known about yourself, right? I think we tend to forget that we are very powerful creators of our own universe, of our own world. And we think that we have to have everything planned just so before we can go and quote unquote take a risk, Well, if you have everything planned, you're really not taking a risk. And what happens too is that when you look for that next job, and this has happened to me too, when you look for that next job, you tend to look for the same things, what you thought you always wanted. Whereas when you just go out there into the wild, you take that next step and there is no safety net. You get to discover what it is that really makes you happy. And it's not that next job that just happened to look exactly like your previous ones or the ones, you know, it conforms to this concept that you think you're supposed to conform to from a success perspective. And so perhaps the conclusion of whatever it is that we're doing, whether it is a relationship, a business, a job, perhaps the conclusion in and of itself is neither good nor bad, but the determining factor of whether or not that conclusion is successful really is what we take away from it. And that's such a broad statement because if you think about it, what we take away from it could be our perspective. Do we feel empowered? Does it empower us? Or does it victimize? Do we victimize ourselves? Do we judge ourselves? Do we criticize ourselves? Do we feel like a loser because the decision was made for us, because somebody broke up with us, because we didn't fit their needs, right? So perhaps the conclusion there is where success comes in. It's what we make of it. So that whether or not your relationship ended because you made the decision to end it, or the job ended because you were told that it ended, it doesn't matter. It has no bearing on who you are unless you allow for it to happen. And in that case, perhaps it's not so much of a success. However, if you take that and then you use it and then you go with what it is and take that next leap, or you go and you reevaluate and you come out of that conclusion with something that makes you happier, it reminds you of what life was meant to be in the first place, right? Happy and joy and peace and, you know, sleep instead of insomnia, self-inflicted insomnia. It reminds you of what it means to be normal, or to have a healthy body, or to be able to live your life fully. Perhaps that's where the success comes in. Now, there are certain people out there that could say, well, no, my success is that it never ends. My success, it always has to be at my decision, at my control, at my narrative, right? Like I get to control that. And if that is the case, then I definitely want to ask you to look into why. What does that mean for you? If you're always controlling the narrative, to me, that's like you're not willing to let go of the vine and you're going to hold on to both vines until a really good one swings by, which is who knows when at that point. So thank you so much for listening today as we talk about conclusions and success. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to hear your thoughts and also your questions. Feel free to reach out to me if you ever want to ask a question. If you have a question, I'm here. Again, we're in this together. I created this podcast to create a community where we can grow and expand together. So if you've enjoyed this episode, if this has brought any aha moments for you, if you have, if you think other people would enjoy this episode, please do share. Also, please do rate and like this and follow along as new episodes are being released. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks all. Bye.